beautiful Charmaine Denius and Frank were with them, and Eloise and Homer came up to be our house guests to stay with us for a whole week. I called Lyndon, and he came over, and pretty soon we were having a real Texas party. Everybody except Homer and Eloise left after a while for one of the innumerable Texas gatherings. We had an early dinner, and then I got into my best red evening dress and Miss Ima Hogg's white orchid, and fortified by the presence of Linda and Bernie, tall and handsome. He'd come up to spend the weekend for her. Went to Constitution Hall. We went to the presidential box where Miss Ima Hogg was already seated. We'd ask her to join us there for the concert. I might as well face it. Symphony music is not really my cup of tea. The first composer, Ralph Vaughan Williams, number 6 symphony, I don't know at all. And the second half, Beethoven, I only know because of his towering name. But it was good to see that a Texas symphony was almost filling Constitution Hall with attentive listeners, and to find at the end of it that there was a 5-minute ovation for Sir John. And really a delightful character he was. He kept on putting one foot forward just as though he were about to break into a ballet. A very small man, he'd point his toe in front of him and shake his fairly ample mane of salt and pepper-colored hair. I really think that part of being a great conductor must be also being an actor and a public relations man. And I wouldn't doubt that the title Sir John helped him a bit in Houston when it comes to collecting money. Miss Ima spoke of how the symphony had grown from a very small group when she first knew it 50 years ago to the highly creditable organization it now is. And there's no doubt it cast luster on the name of Houston. I looked down into the hall and saw Lucy looking very lovely in her black velvet evening gown with my little fox cape around her. Stafford Hutchinson was her date. She came up during the intermission and spoke to us very respectfully. And Lyndon joined us during the intermission. I hadn't been quite sure whether he had thought it was going to be worth getting into that tux. But he came, bringing the Thornberrys, who sat in the next box, which was the Ackerd's box, stayed awake and clapped respectfully at the end of the Beethoven, so that we really brought Sir John back for about 15 times. It was a big day for Texas, and so good night.